speaking tomorrow, so about that stuff, a pesa, and taking a donut.
She just said doesn't enjoy that more.
That's a grown up.
I want. I know what that is. I want. I haven't had a donut since I was like 4. Starting getting fat. Rabosa! I want to understand the following tomorrow. Matzah. What are the ingredients needed for matzah, Rabosa?
Flour and water.
Flour and?
Water.
What type of water?
Palm Spring.
I don't think it matters. Pure.
Filtered.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Anything.
Does it matter?
Listen to the following part. More of soften, and then days on an hour.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Isha lo talosh ela b'mayim shalom. Somebody please translate that line.
A woman does not talush.
Not knead the dough with one. Well, she should only knead the dough with one type of water.
Our water.
Our water. Everyone agree to that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What does that mean?
Listen to this. Darsha Ravmasna b'Tupanaya. There was a place called Tupanaya. 4 of the 5 towns was. And Rav Masna made a drasha about this, that you should use this thing called, this type of water called Mayim Shalom. Don't use Palm Spring, don't use Evian, use
Perrier.
Mayim Shalom. Isekule Alma Chatzbayu Va'asu Legabe. The whole belt of Pupanaya brought their water to Rav Masna's home. Isekule Alma Chatzbayu Va'asu Legabe. They brought their barrels, their water, and they brought it into his house. The Amrule. Have one Maya. And they said to him, here's the water, like you asked for. Amar Lahu, Rav Masna said back to him, Ana b'maya debeso, Amri. Ana b'maya debisu. Zokt Rashi. Darsha Rav Masna, Zokt Gemar. Darsha Rav Masna, Zokt Rashi, B'losh na'kodesh ha'yi darsha. So everybody translated the words of Mayim Shalanu as Hebrew words, like you all did appropriately. Are you Dorshin Uksvurin Hashomin Shmayim Shalohu Am? Uksvurim Hadorshin, what does that mean? And they thought, like Ezra Stern, like Ben thought, like all you thought, like Mickey thought, like Cora thought, like Avi, like Avi Spitz. See, there's Milo's double down for you guys here. They said, Mayim Shaloh, he wants it to be his water. So they translated his phrase and his announcement in Pupanaya, and they said, let's bring our barrels of water into his house and give it to him. He said back to them, Mayim Debisa, Targum Shalon. What is Debisu? Mayim Shalon. The Mayim that went through the Lina process. What's the Lina process? What does the Torah mean when it says Lo Solin Ad Boiker? Noisar is possible to eat after the morning if you don't finish the Korban Pesach because it was lan all night.
Left out.
Leftover. Rested. Lina. Sleeping.
Leftover water.
So there was a debate over here. Rabbi Yisai, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, what I should tell you right now is you're all 100% wrong. Just like Rav Masna said to them that you're 100% wrong. Baruch Hashem, you're mechavim to the mistake of the people of Pupanaya. Rav Masna said, you misunderstood what I announced. I didn't mean to have water that I own, that's Shalonu, Tainu Shalom, of his possession, personal property. That's not what I meant by shalanu. I meant mayim that went through the lina process. Mayim shelanu. Not mayim shelanu milashon shelo as the possessive entity, but rather mayim shelanu, mayim that went through the lina process. Mayim that rested. Mayim that stayed over. So Pashat Pshat, you read this Gemara and Pesachim and Bezim and Alf, and they say it was a miscommunication. It was a they didn't understand the announcement. He corrected them. But I saw a beautiful, beautiful idea from Benjamin Eisenberg. Really gives teeth into every line of the Gemara Dosha. And Rabbi Yisai, what that means is when you see a Gemara, and at first glance it might think the people of the town thought this and they were wrong. So you just basically throw out their original Havamina, their original thought process. But every Gemara was written, every daf was placed on their daf, as Ritzadik HaKoyin writes, with special hashkach. There's a reason that this daf is on that Mendez. There's a reason that what's on daf Peites is on Peites. There's a reason that this daf is in Perakol Shah. There was special hashgacha to every line in the Gemara. And there's deep Torahs that we're not all aware of. We're not on that level to understand. But there were Gedolim that understood the deeper mystical insights and the secrets behind the Divrei Hashas. So on that vein, I want to basically develop what was the Shakot Kataria. And they weren't totally off the mark, and it wasn't just a matter of a miscommunication, of a misunderstanding like we have in today's world, just a misunderstanding, totally missing the point. There was something very deep going on over here that really analyzes and explains the type and the recipe for matzah and the message of matzah after Pesach and why specifically you need not any water, you need specific type of water. Mayim shelanu. Not every water is appropriate for the making of matzah, like the Gemara says, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that you need mayim that was separated, that sat in a bucket, over. Chacham asked the Agada, Ma avoida zois asher tziva Hashem esach. This practice that you're doing, why are you doing it? Well, he wants to understand, in a good way. He's interested in growth. And what's the answer to the Chacham? Ein maftirin achar Pesach afika. I always was fascinated by that answer. What does afikomen have anything to do with what he just asked? The Svarim HaKadoshim explain that you don't understand practices and the Yontif of Pesach and the mitzvahs of Laila unless you make sure that these practices and the actions that we're involved with and the mitzvahs that we're doing are going to have a lasting effect. There has to be a taste that's going to stay in your mouth. And that means that you cannot have Hawaiian punch after you finish the Leil Seder. Because you need that afikomen taste. You need that matzah to be able to leave this residual taste in your mouth that now will activate and cause you to now propel and grow in your Avodas Hashem. Leil HaSeder is a propeller. Leil HaSeder is a jump stop. Is it an engine that's dead that needs to be jacked up, to need jump-started, to need a recharge of the batteries. And that's what the Father says to the Chacham. The mitzvahs that I'm doing right now is not just because I'm being Rebbe Hashem like I hope you have to do, but there's something crucial you have to understand, Mr. Chacham, who's an appropriate child. These mitzvahs have to be changing. They have to make a difference in your life. They have to be an engine that's now going to get started.
that's going to implement a change in who you are. Zochte heiliges vasemes. Listen to this word. Manishtano alaylo azeh. Does not mean why is this night different than all other nights like we translate. It doesn't only mean that question that the child asks. Manishtano alaylo azeh. How are you a changed man after this gift of Leil HaSeder, the Leil of Pesach? What changed in you after going through the mitzvahs of matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and more? How are you different? How are you capitalizing on this jump start and recharging of the batteries on this dead car? Are you going to be a person that internalizes the mitzvahs and the experience of this night? Or are you being a person that's going to continue in his ways but just happens to have two more mitzvahs under his belt? Don't make this a stop and shop. Don't make this a one-night deal. No. This mitzvah is juice and energy that now is going to revitalize my whole Yiddishkeit. That's the message to the Chacham. The Chacham, who's a good boy, who wants to grow. But this message, not just to here and now, it's even post-Pesach program. I love this name, post-Pesach program. You want to be in the post-Pesach program? Darsh. It's the post-Pesach program. Because it's not just about there's that night. It's about the post Pesach. It's about what you do with that night. It's about the Eimach Dir Nachar Pesach HaBikomen. The father of the Chacham is saying, Chacham, join the post Pesach program. Come to YU, post Pesach. That's the issue. The boy's side. Dr. Benjamin Eisenberg. Mayim. What do we know about Mayim? Those of you that were at the Simchas Beis HaShaleva, we discussed a little about the She'ivas HaMayim, the water that was drawn out at the Simchas Beis HaShaleva. And the Sfarim HaKdoshim really explained, even on this Gemara, the Belzer Rebbe says that there's a connection between the Mayim of Tishrei and the Mayim of Nisan. The Belzer Rebbe says, the Mayim of Tishrei, we go to Tashrich, we throw our sins into the Mayim, and that's true in Europe. We're very worried about Yom HaDin, and we throw our sins into the water. And then comes Nisan. The Sfarim HaKdoshim explained that Nisan is the time of Tshuva Me'ava. The Gemara in Yuma explains that the difference between Tshuva Me'ira and Tshuva Me'ava is that your Chatoim by Tshuva Me'ira, which is not as great of a level of Tshuva, becomes Donos Nasis Kishkagos. Become a little lighter, but there's still Averos there. But when you have Tshuva Me'ava, when you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on love, based on just wanting to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you now can be Shoyev in life. Now you can draw that same water, and now it's a different type of water. It's not just getting rid, it's not just throwing into the water. Now I can actually take the water. The water is pure. The water is beautiful. So there's a connection between the Yimei Nisan and the Yimei Tishrei within the Mayim, as the Belzer Rebbe already says, but I think it even connects to two types of she'ivas. Not al derech the Belzer Rebbe, but al derech what we said in the Sukkah. What is the whole yisod in Tishrei of the she'ivas Hamayim that they did in the base of the Mikdash, Simchas base of Shaleva, used to draw the water? Well, what was the big great fuss about being Shalei the Mayim? That was the great Simcha and Sukkot. What's going on? When Chai writes, quotes from the Medrash, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he split between the waters. The Torah tells us, he was Mavdil B'mayim HaTachtonim B'mayim HaLeon. The Medrash tells us that the Mayim HaTachtonim were crying. And they said up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be close to you. Why are you splitting us away? Why are you downgrading our level? Why are you putting us in the world?
And you know, the kasha, the obvious kasha is that any young kid should ask. Anyone who knows Uncle Moshe should know should ask this kasha. But Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Why is it that the Mayim are crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was a question that we asked beginning of the year at Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We gave our answer about the fact that the water was on the ground, was in the world, in the tumah around it. So even though Hashem is truly everywhere, but it's sometimes very hard to see amongst the dust, amongst all the schmutz that's found in the world, in the area of HaTachtonim. And therefore, the Mayim HaTachtonim cried out, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to cleave to you. We want to be in a world, in a serene, that's not adultery, that's not affected by the schmutz, by the dust. We want to be in a pure area that just has spirituality. And therefore, we want to stay close to you, not Mayim HaTachtonim, not in the world of Tachtonim. It's not that Hashem is not in this world. It's just it's in an area that the visibility is difficult. And that's the way we explain this medrash of why they were crying, even though technically they're still in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, but they're in difficult visibility levels. So therefore they were crying. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo answers them. I'm going to tell you that you are going to have special schus, the fact that I'm separating for you from the waters above. You will have waters that we put on the Mizbeach. In the Shidim HaSamayim. In the Nisach HaMayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them. And it's the reattachment of the water reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Shidim HaSamayim. Of the Nisach HaMayim, placing the water in the Mizbeach at the Yom Tov of Sukkos, that's the beautiful celebration of rejoining and reconnecting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Shiva represents. Rabbeisai, Alderich, the Belzer Rebbe, that he connected the Mayim of Tishrei, although it'll be a different type of Mayim, the Mayim of Tashlin, I'd like to connect the Mayim of Shiva's HaMayim. Of the Sheiva itself, not just waters with waters. I think this Gemara is connected in terms of the fact that you're drawing water twice. Not on Tashlich, but you're drawing water is at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and Tishrei. And you're drawing water also to disconnect the waters from the waters of the river in order to prepare this water for the matzah as well. Rabosa, just like the celebration of the Sheiva Samayim, in the month of Tishrei, in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, in the Beis HaMikdosh, is focused and based off of the idea that the waters are reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an area, and a serene, and really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is apparent and visible, and they're going back to their old days before the waters were split. So too, Rabosai, the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov, as the Belzer Rebbe says, it's at a higher level, a Tshuva Me'ava. We have that same concept. But here, it's not just for the water. It's not just for those people who were able to do the Nisach HaMayim that we were celebrating about the waters reconnecting. This is a message and a recipe that we are placing in our matzahs themselves. And that's why the ingredients for matzah has to be a special type of has to be a water that has to be drawn out from the rivers, that has to be separated from its normal flow, from the normal Mayim HaTachtonim, the normal flow and tides of water. Then the water comes out and is separated. The water is taken out, and it has a sheiva, and it's drawn away. And then a person uses such water that's separated from its normal course, from its normal tide, from its normal flow, and its daily life on a day-to-day basis. And he enters into the Yom Tov of Pesach. You know what he tastes? He tastes water that have a yearning that we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Yom Tov of Pesach, and the Torah HaKadosh says, don't just take any flour with water. I want you to take flour. First of all, the flour has to have special shmira. According to many Rishonim, it has ksira. It has to be already at the harvesting. We try to be machmir to make sure that the matzah is lishma. According to many Rishonim, already Rashi says you already have to make sure it's lishma from that point in time. Because if you pass the mishas ksira already from the harvesting, that's in terms of the flour. But we never focused about the water. The water has to be a special ingredient also. It can't be normal tap water. It can't be Poland spring water. It can't even be Perrier. It has to be water that was split from its normal flow. Water that was drawn from its normal tide. Water that gets out of its normal daily life and that goes back to that reality and that crying of wanting to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechem Oni! The bread of affliction, the bread of a poor man, destitute bread, is not only monetarily, financially, bread that people couldn't afford anything else, that we were on a low level, that we didn't have riches. It's not true. We had money. We had finances. We had the money and the cash that we needed. We had the donkeys, the gold, the silver. We took it all to Mitzrayim. We left them high, dry, and clean. So what's the lechem oni that we're eating? Lechem oni is an oni. A person that realizes the level he's on. He's going into Pesach. He stops his work day. He stops all the schmutz that he's involved with. He gets a little visibility. And he says, I want to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to get out of my normal flow and my normal tides. I want to do Shi'iva Samayim. I want to go back to the level of the Mayim HaTachtonim at Sheshes Midrashes that started crying and say, I am an Oni without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am destitute without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to be cleaving to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you can't just go into the kitchen, take some tap water, take some other water, and just mix it together, make sure 18 minutes on the dot, and you're okay, you're out there, matzah. That's not matzah. That's not this lechem oni. That's not matzah that's going to be a propeller, that's going to allow you to be in a post-Pesach program, that's going to say, Ein machtir nachar ha-pesach ha-pikomen. You have to leave the taste of the matzah in your mouth. You have water and flour. I could have water and flour today. Very nice. This is water and flour. The poor doesn't even want to eat it. I want lechem oni. I want matzah. I want water that's specific, that's ingredients for the matzah. That's what I want. That's type of water that has to be shoyed. That has to exit out of its normal flow, its normal water. It's normal reality, it's normal events, and stop for a second. Go involve yourself in the Yom Tov of Pesach and grow and allow that to be a propeller and allow that to have the same reaction that the other Shiva Samayim has, which is on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, wanting and desiring to get back to that Nisach HaMayim, to be placed back into his bed. That's what the Shiva Samayim represents over here. Rabbi Benjamin Eisenberg doesn't say this idea, but this is the idea he explains in the Gemara and Pesach. And I think it fits beautifully with what we're highlighting. The Gemara and Pesach has a Havamina and a Maskana. And like we presented before, you can't just throw away the Havamina. The people of Papunoi were not making a tremendous mistake. Let's remember. The Gemara says that the Rav got up and made a drasha, and he says, for the Yom Tov of Pesach, when you make your matzah, you can't use any water. You need mayim shalonim. So everyone responded in the city of Papunoi, and they brought their barrels of water, and they thought that the Rav meant that the water has to be his. It has to be shalom. Miloshon Hebrew, Loshon HaKodesh, Rashi says, mayim shalonim is possessive. It has to be his water. It has to be owned by him. And then, Rav Masna says, no, no, you misunderstood me. I was speaking Aramaic. Mayim shalonu means mayim that went through the lina process. Mayim that was drawn out of a regular flow of water. Mayim that rested in your home prior and went through a night prior to you just taking it out and baking it and mixing it with your flour. Everybody was on the same page in this town of Papanoi. Everybody understood that matzah is not just flour and water. Everybody understood that the matzah and the lechem oni that we are going to eat is not a financial lechem oni, but is representative of the fact that this should be a trigger for us to desire to cleave back and connect spiritually with HaKadosh Baruch. And if you're just going to take any flour and you're just going to take any water, you're not going to get it. Everybody understood the answer to the Chacham's question of Ein Matir Nachar HaChesach Afikomen, and we need to join the post-Pesach program. And the Yom Tov of Pesach is something that's going to get us there. They just translated the word Shalonu in two different ways, but both understanding the same concept and the same fundamental principle. They understood Mayim Shalonu in order for us to have a propeller, for us to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to achieve the level of Ein Matir Nachar HaPesach HaFikomen, for us to have that lasting effect and that yearning that the She'ivas HaMayim had, that the Mayim HaTachtonim had, that they wanted to get back onto the Mizbeach. And that's the Simcha, the Simchas Beis Yeshua. They understood that you can't just get any water. You need to get water that stays in the confines of someone like Rav Masna, the Rav of the town, that has a high level of spirituality, that is not affected by the storms and the winds of the real world, that has visibility in his home, that has the ability to get a clear picture of what it means to be a Yid that lives his life connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for our matzah to be kosher, for our matzah to have this effect of lechem oni, for our matzah to be able to achieve Ein Matir Nachar HaPesach HaFikomen, it's crucial that our matzah and the water that we use for our matzah as ingredients needs to sit in the confines of our Rav's house. And that's why they understood the announcement of Mayim Shalonu. You can't just use any water. You need matzah, you need water that can tell you and demonstrate to you the experience and understanding of what it means to live in a world that's not affected by everything around them. And that's why they gave the water to him, and they meant Mayim Shalonu, Yiloshon possessive, Loshon HaKodesh, Mayim Shalom. Comes along with Master and says, no. You're on the right track. You got the right idea. You understand that matzah is not just about flour and water. But I want to explain to you that it doesn't have to be, and it doesn't have to be specifically in the Rav's home. Just like by She'ivas HaMayim, it's sufficient to just separate the water. You can do that in each and every one of your homes. You just have to draw the water out. As long as you have a situation that the mayim that's going to be used for your matzah can now stay overnight and go through the lina process, mayim shalanu, that were separated from their natural habitat, their natural flow, their natural order of events, their natural lifestyles, and they separated themselves, and they stopped for a second, and they had a second to think and realize, we used to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to get back to that state. They go through the She'ivas HaMayim, and they go out of their natural habitat, of the natural oceans and rivers and streams of the world. And they go through that lina, that resting period, and that crying, and that yearning to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Masna, you can have the ingredients of matzah in each and every one of your personal homes. Don't have to bring it to the Rav's house in order to achieve the idea and the drasha that I'm presenting in the town of Papanoi. You can do it in your own personal homes. What do you have to do? One thing. Separate yourself from technology. Separate yourself from television. Separate yourself from the schmutz of the world. Separate yourself from all the nourishment. Stop the flow. Stop the natural occurrences. Stop it. Make a change. Taste some matzah. Taste some water that really want to get back to a real world. To a world that Mayim HaTachtonim and Mayim HaElyonim were back connected. And to go back to the Mizbeach like Pesach HaMayim process on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Mimic the Mayim Simchas Beis HaShoeva that exists on Sukkot. Draw that same water in each and every one of your homes, not in the Beis HaMikdash. And then you take that water out. It goes through that Lina process. It rests overnight. That is water. It is now appropriate to achieve what Lechem Oni really means, which will vividly paint the picture of how destitute you are and how disconnected you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will allow for a post-Pesach program, will allow for an Ein Machdir Nachar HaPesach HaFikon, will allow, not only in the Rav's house, not only where the visibility is clear, in each and every one of your houses that you had Leil HaSeder, will have the right ingredients of Mayim that now will say, I want to be like Nisuch HaMayim. I want to go back to when the Mayim HaTachtonim and the Mayim HaElyonim were back together. I want matzah that now will cause me after Pesach to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want Mayim in my matzah that go through the Lina process that now leave a lasting effect and taste in my mouth to cause a post-Pesach program. A Mayim that says, in my fear and after Pesach HaKadomim, I can't even taste anything else. I don't even want to have a granola bar. I don't even want to have a wine punch. I don't want to alter this taste after the Leil HaSeder and the Yom Tov of Pesach. I want to go into post-Pesach. I want to go into the end of April. I want to go into the Zman right now that we have, the 3 weeks left that we have, Rabosai, and I want to say, I want to get to Nisuch HaMayim. That was the reason I did Mayim Shu'uvim when it came to Pesach. That was the reason that on my matzah box, the matzah says it has to be Mayim Shalom, not just any water. Mayim that will get you to the stage of I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am in only if I don't get this message of the Mayim Shalom and the matzah of Lechem Oni. Oisak, let's take this message. Let's bring it now, down the block, into the Beis Medrash. Continue the sugya of Kinyan Dalet Amos, which was gefalik yesterday at Rabosai. May be so proud of continued Viter, and Mirz Hashem will go Viter. 15 sugyas in the next 3 weeks.
This is our.
Good morning.